Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tom Rogerson collaborated with Brian Eno to unlock his improvisational spirit, and we'll hear some of the results on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from the films Run Lola Run, Black Hawk Down, and Rob Zombie's Halloween 2. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Cap District, what's going on? It's your main man, DJ Ketchup, and I'm here to let you know. Coming to Hudson Hall Saturday, February 8th is Hudson's biggest night of fashion. It's the second annual Forever Young Fashion Show, and it's featuring 7-plus local designers, boutiques, 50-plus models, dance performances, DJs, pop-up shops, and more. This is all presented by Stitch, making fashion matter. All to benefit the Greater Hudson Promise neighborhood, sponsored by Columbia Memorial Health and Kohl's. All produced by Hudson's own Mel Mayus. Tickets are on sale now at StitchedNY.com. That is StitchedNY.com. We totally catch up.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cornelius Eady of New York, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Up and stuck. Thought you can cross the game. What was you thinking of? Red coupe roller coaster sound just like it does. These days I balance all the hate out with the love. These days I pour all of my pain out in a cup. Dreamy, that's just a side effect when you with us. Easy, the dust is right behind me, they on edge. Believe me, we pop out in the city to collect. Vibes in this, they surprised that I live. Try, can't be killed, try the times, but I'm still hop in the whip, to hop right in the whip, box in the whip, got me.
Welcome to Catskill Clubhouse Radio, live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXX, broadcasting Anchor Catskill Hudson. We here live with my boy DJ Lofo, DJ Popcorn Me. You already know Walter White. Yeah, that was a song by Thugger, Travis Scott, Jack Boys called Out West.
In the galaxy of Kentucky, the fight for justice continues.
We'll be back after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the Hudson Police Department says there weren't any overdose deaths in the city in 2019. Last year, police responded to more overdoses, though with fewer deaths. There were 22 overdoses, and Hudson police officers used the overdose reversal drug naloxone 9 times last year. There were only 27 overdose calls in the previous 2 years, an average of 13.5 per year, with 6 deaths. So in the small sample, the problem is getting worse, but deaths were avoided. Police Chief Edward Moore said, and I quote, "It's a combination of factors, including the availability of Narcan for the patrols and the availability of Narcan for the citizens and the pressure on open drug dealing, which has replaced some of the supply end to outside of the city," end quote. Hudson police officers first started being trained with naloxone in January 2017. Moore said he believes the 20-bed detox center approved this week by the Greenport Planning Board for the corner of Merle Avenue and Route 66 may help. Moore said, and I quote, "Clearly, it's something to help addicts, and from what I understand, it won't cost taxpayers money. They, the detox center staff, are going to be able to bring them, the addicts, to rehab facilities and treat them there, at a detox center. And it is something that is a long time coming. If a facility like that comes to our area, and if that provides a choice for an addict, I think 100% it has got to help. Some addicts will be more inclined to get help than go somewhere to buy heroin. So I think it is going to be a good thing," end quote. Moore announced the statistics at the Hudson Police Committee meeting January 27th, and WGXE has a recording of the meeting in the audio archives. You can read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that one town of Chatham official is looking to regulate short-term rentals. Councilperson Abby Meesick said at a January 16th town meeting, and I quote, "I do think they should somehow be regulated," end quote. She said for the town, and I quote, "to be responsible, we should track these uses," end quote. She said she is looking at regulations on short-term rentals recently passed in Hillsdale and the town of Jewett in Greene County. But she said that the Chatham area is not, and I quote, "that big of an attraction," end quote. So the town does not need to review laws like those adopted by municipalities in New Jersey or Massachusetts. She said that less than 1% of Chatham residents are rentals. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Spectrum News reports that Assemblyperson Jake Ashby is upset that scholarships for Gold Star families aren't in this year's state budget proposal. Ashby said, and I quote, "The governor said that this was a priority and often says in his budget that a budget is about priorities and why issues we may think don't belong in the budget appear. Is this a priority or not, governor?" End quote. The funding was in the 2019 budget. Ashby, a Republican who represents Rensselaer County and parts of Columbia County in the 107th District, said Cuomo also proposes to cut some money from the Dwyer Fund, a peer-to-peer counseling program for veterans. Ashby, who served in Iraq and Afghanistan as a captain in the Army Reserve, said, and I quote, "This is a huge, huge issue for veterans coming back who are attempting to reintegrate and their families. Again, we are seeing that this has been cut, and we have to go back and we have to fight for it," end quote. New York has a $6 billion budget deficit. Read more about this story at the Spectrum News website. Times Union reports that 6 Catskill High School students will perform February 2nd at Carnegie Hall in New York City. Elisha Claus, Matthew Carroll, Grace McCulloch, Deandra Catterson, Isabella Truncale, and Ava Higgins were selected for the 2020 High School Honors Performance Series at Carnegie Hall. The 6 students will spend 5 days in New York City with the program. Claus, Caro, and McCulloch will perform with the mixed choir, and Catterson, Truncale, and Higgins will perform with the women's choir. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather. Another cold start today. 15 degrees at dawn, rising to 37 by 2 p.m. Cloud cover will increase throughout the day, blanketing the area overnight, keeping those temperatures in the low 30s. Tomorrow will bring a chance of light snow that will turn to light rain around noon and then back to light snow. Highs will be in the upper 30s. Sunday makes it to 40 with a lingering chance of light precipitation. Monday will start off the week with a high of 50. Sunset today will be at 4:47 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:09 a.m. And if you happen to give credence to a meteorologically inclined rodent, be aware the groundhog's accuracy is variable and on average is only correct 40% of the time. But what do I know? I only have access to endless satellite, radar, historical, and computer model data. Okay, it is Friday, and the latest disease numbers have just been released. Total flu cases in Greene County went down from last report, although total infections statewide are still increasing, and other conditions like strep and the common cold are spreading quickly, limiting attendance at local schools. Even though the CDC has confirmed interhuman communication of the coronavirus within the United States, the whole country has only 5 positive test results. Looking beyond the clouds, we see Elon Musk's attack on astronomy continues, this time throwing radar signatures that overwhelm meteor watchers in Scotland. Solar wind speed is currently 514 kilometers per second at 1.7 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 11. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, a stress house, we joke around, or can be serious, so come here being racist or delirious, we don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back a nobody hoodie, accept everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, no stress house, and this house make nobody feel inferior, cause anyone can have a great interior.
That was a clubhouse original theme song by DJ WIC. Welcome.
I'm out.
DJ AJ. DJ AJ. DJ WIC, shout out to you, man. What's up? We miss you out here, man. Clubhouse Radio, holla at us. Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio for 1 hour of the Tracks Recovery. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green. I am DJ Walter White.
DJ Popcorn.
Mrs. C.
Yeah, and we in the building today and we talking about Tracks Recovery. You heard? We got two special guests. We got Mr. C. We got
Chef Yagi.
And we also have
DJ Kyron.
You already know who that is. That's the big boss man,
big director boss man
himself, sitting in on with us.
But in parentheses,
today,
though, when it's written,
you know what I'm saying. He's wearing his other hat today. He's not playing.
Nah,
the
he's
boss
not wearing
right
the
now.
Boss hat right
wearing
now.
Wearing his radio hat right now.
You know, no so, fedora.
So yeah, today we're talking about Tracks Recovery, and what you just heard was Aisha, DJ AJ, aka Aisha, who wrote that song by herself. at the clubhouse during Tracks Recovery, which is
I just found out she's right here pressed against the window.
And
that's
she's
pretty funny, whatnot.
And she's also one of the dancers outside that we have from the dance group that's also a part of Tracks Recovery. And today that's our topic here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Anybody else?
Today is Tracks, so we want to, like, you know, maybe introduce you to some new artists, some new music, and some stuff that we've been working on.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know? And just show, like, how Tracks has developed from this little thing of, like, arguing and eating pizza every day and making our music and trying to get ourselves out there as best as we can to now...
bettering the community?
That...
like, bettering the community.
Yeah, and yeah. Also working on our music on Pro Tools and just getting ourselves out there. I recently just posted my new song on SoundCloud.
Basically just working on our musical goals. A lot of us got some musical goals in the Tracks program that we're trying to set, such as EPs. You know, a lot of people want to do EPs. A lot of people want to do singles.
Yeah, I've been working on my EP lately. Yeah. I'm almost done.
What's the name of that? Did you come up with a name yet?
Yeah, I'm
Untitled.
Close.
Untitled.
No.
Doesn't even have a title yet.
I might just call it the Just Drip It, you know.
The cool. What?
The Just Drip It album, you know.
Just Drip It.
I kind of like that. Just Drip It album.
I've never heard that before. Track.
Sounds wavy. You know what I mean?
It's pretty wavy, you know.
Yeah, when you come famous, just make sure you're paying my rent.
You're funny. So, you know, today we've been, you know, sort of like discussing, and I was the other day, like, recognizing how we've grown from sitting on these microphones with our boy DJ Khonsu, who's not here with us today.
Shout out DJ Khonsu.
And just him sitting here helping us, getting us through all this music stuff, showing me how to work the Radio Lab tech and stuff. It was just really, like, fun.
You're doing a great job at it. I'm here. You got me inspired, and You're running the whole tech game, and I'm feeling it. You know what you're doing, and you got us up and running, and we looking good right now. What you think about that?
Well,
do you think he's doing a good job?
Yeah, I think he's doing a lot better than most people. Most people would, like, probably crack under the pressure. And, like, I've never been able to, like, sit here and...
That's,
like,
what I did the first few times.
It can be nerve-wracking. It can be nerve-wracking. Even if you're
it
not...
It was really
imagine
scary.
Imagine having to do the tech and have to be a part of... Imagine having to do the tech part and have to be a part of the conversation as well, and, you know, speak on the topics and everything. Like, it could be a little, you know, a little nerve-wracking right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I want to give you your shout-out and your props on that. You've been
Thank
doing
you.
Your
Thank
thing,
you.
And I respect that, and I respect DJ Khonsu, your trainer, your sensei.
Yeah. He's been showing me a lot, you know, editing my music, cleaning my music, showing me, like, noise reduction, showing me all that stuff. And it's really been an honor, you know. This stuff is just really fun for me, and getting to do it has just been really fun.
And that goes back along with Tracks program.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that we teach in the Tracks program.
Back from
also.
When, you know, Tracks was like an original, like, just a thought, like when Tracks was just a thing.
Yeah,
like,
that's just that's
when
the stuff,
it was told to
that's
me.
That's the stuff that you can, you know, come down and learn. And we every Saturday from 6 to 9, and Tracks we're here, 12 to 18.
I used to
stop
here.
In, you know. Learn your music, learn the engineer, learn the vocal, learn the BUTT system, learn Pro Tools. It's all here. Sign up for y'all.
It was like the idea of Tracks was, like, very vague for me because I didn't really, like, get the understanding of how Tracks would work. And I was just like, okay, so I'm just going to be here and I'm going to be, you know, just listening to this music. And I'm going to, like, you know, maybe make a song or two.
And it became more than that. It just became.
And then I became an artist myself, so I just, like, Tracks has really, like, helped my music career, helping me grow as an artist. I've learned, like, the most I could ever learn from this kind of stuff. It's really been great.
Yes, yes.
And Tracks now with adding, we've now just added, like, the dancing aspect to it, and we've got some young performers that, they're very great dancers, talented people that I know.
We'll try to get them in here
included.
Yeah,
sooner or later.
We'll try to get them in.
You know, to talk with you guys and let you know how the dancing relates to Tracks and everything like that. Try to get them in here as soon as possible.
I just think, like, how far you guys have come. Like, when I used to come here in, what, 2017,
Yeah.
Like, end 2017, 2018, like, this wasn't like this. Like, it was, no. It was, you we've guys grown renovated. Like a lot. You guys have renovated. There's new staff.
Which we talked about on our special show.
And it's actually, like, now it's, like, actually what it's meant for. Like, before, I thought it was just a place that you could hang out, like, do when you have something to do. But now they're, like, now they're showing you, like, it's okay to be who you are.
Yeah.
And that's.
They're giving you a skill also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're building your vocational skills.
Yeah, we're just trying to, like, make everybody, you know.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah, we're just trying to, like, make everybody, like, feel welcome in a space to, like, if they have nowhere to go in this community, like, this community is so small, like,
and
you believe, like.
Not everyone is accepting as you think they'll be.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own, what's it called, insecurities and doubts about themselves. And I think coming here, like, I see, like, there's just love. And I don't even mean to, like, sound, like, corny or anything.
Yeah, but
there's, like, we have people out here.
We're just, like, we're a very, like, opening place. Like, we see no hate in everybody. Like, we give everybody a chance. Like, you know.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, like, just
that's
give people a chance.
Everything should be about.
Yeah.
I wish we had more places like this because there's some kids who can't always.
I mean, we
get
do
in at school.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
we also focus on the recovery side of it too.
Right.
Like, you know, we want to talk about recovery in the beginning, and we sit down in the groups and we say our names and our pronouns, and we talk about our problems, and you know, we discuss because recovery doesn't always have to mean recovery from drugs or alcohol. It could be recovery from death, recovery from a relationship, recovery from you moving from somewhere else to a new place and you have to recover from that. There's a lot of ways you can, you can be recovering from all the hate in the world. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things to be recovered from. It doesn't always have to be drugs, but this is what we do when we come to the Tracks program. And then we take those insights and we put them into our music. Freedom of speech into our art, and we make art, and we make beautiful music, and we.
Yeah, the Hold dancing on. Art is just it's just beautiful. It really is.
I was just adding. I didn't have a mic, but the dance piece and the creativity that's also happening outside of this room, outside of this radio lab and recording room, and the art on the walls and. You know, like you were saying, Missy, that everyone's accepted and allowing everybody their own creativity, I think, is so important.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, sir. So, you know, what we try to do is we try to uplift and build, you know, and create.
You know, you know, necessarily the clubhouse was made to get people away from, like, drugs and, like, to get them away from, like, you know, their houses and maybe things that they're struggling with, you know. But we were mainly focused on, in the very beginning aspects of the clubhouse, we used to have, like, these meetings. You know, shout out Penny. She used to come and teach us a lot. And just from that very beginning, we've grew, like, a whole lot, like, we came from just having those meetings, and now we have an entire, like, lab that's just, like, committed to that. And it's just, we focus on drugs and alcohol in the beginning, and now we talk about everything on this radio show, and I feel like everything gets spoken about, and everybody gets their word out on this kind of stuff. So it's really been, it's been real.
It advances your mindset. It stimulates your brain, so you think about out of the box. You think about, I can't do that here, but I can do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you see what you're.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been not a rough couple of years. You know, like, not only for myself, but, like, maybe for other people too. And so, like, the clubhouse has, like, kind of helped me escape some of that stuff. Like, when I first found out, like, when my grandma died, like, I was, like, devastated. Like, I was, like really sad. Like, and I didn't even get to, like, speak to her and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we didn't really have that much of a bond. But, like, I knew her. Like, I met her sometimes. And, like, we've talked. But, like, it hasn't been, like, you know, like, we haven't known each other for, like, years on years. It's just, and then when she died, like, I was, like, really, really sad. So. And then the clubhouse, like, it was a place, like, an outlet for me, you know, getting my, like, my word out on that kind of stuff, you know, like, how I felt during that time. Like, I was, like, I didn't really want to talk to people during that time. So,
yeah. Hard situation. Rest in peace to your grandmother, man. Maybe you should do something in her name. Something, contribute some music to her, maybe.
You know, I actually did write something about it.
Maybe you should put it on,
I wrote a poem.
On the project or on an EP that you're working on. You know, dedicate a song to her.
Yeah, I wrote a poem for her at her funeral, and I spoke it. And so it was...
It's nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Proud of you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. But we also... Well, I want to get back into more into tracks. Tracks, you know, we came from being these kids with these thoughts of, you know, becoming big-time artists, and now we have the place and the time and the tools to do it, the resources.
Yes.
We've grown from these kids who've had these bars and these, like, this musical talent, and they've never been, like, never
even
able
showing
to,
up
like,
in,
do
like,
it. Yeah.
Was Oneonta and performing without even having tracks yet, just performing for tracks and recovery with the other clubs and everything.
You know, Oneonta, we performed at Hudson, we performed here in Catskill.
With you, Aisha, and Kenny, you know, just performing songs and standing up in front of groups of people and hearing them tell their stories of recovery and stuff like that. It was just amazing to me. And we came a long way since that, and now we have Tracks Recovery at Clubhouse, where we're making a difference. You know what I'm saying?
You know, shout out Road Recovery.
Shout out Road Recovery.
Shout out Road Recovery. That's where we started from.
That's what I was trying to say, forming in front of Road Recovery.
Oh, shout out to Gene.
That's right.
Shout out Gene. You know, Gene, someone who helped me grow during the Tracks program. He showed me how, like, control my voice is what I would sound better on, my instrumental talents, you know. Just, like, showing me some of the stuff that I think sounds good now.
Building up your confidence before you step out on stage.
Yeah, type
of things.
When I first stepped on the stage, like, I was, like, clueless. Yeah. Static, shout out to Static. He really helped a lot during his performances. He was really there for us, you know, to help us not only, like, you know, with our sound, but he was the one who backed up everything, made sure everything was good, our wires, made sure we didn't trip, our lighting, everything was just great. I wouldn't change a thing from them. We had a great crowd, too, a great amount of people who showed up, and the people who supported us, like, thank you so much for, like, showing up to those concerts and actually, like, taking the time out of your day to come and see these young artists and the young talent that we have here at the clubhouse. So I just want to thank you guys before we play in our local news, our news update for 6:30. And right now you're listening to Triple H 365 So Fresh.
Woo, that's a big wave right there.
And it's like, it seems a little unreal to me now, like Tracks, just, I never knew I would ever get the opportunity to put like a song on the internet that like people can hear. Like, it shocks me still to this day.
Uh-huh.
Like, it makes me think, like, I was just this kid who used to write music in his bedroom, just like with his cousin making a freestyle, and he posted on his Instagram, and people liked it. They said, oh, that kid has bars. Who is that?
So what's the feeling you get when you get some of the feedback that's given to you?
It's very nostalgic. I had somebody recognize me the other day. Like, you know, like somebody recognized me the other day, like my voice from the radio.
Uh-huh.
And they were just like, oh my God, you sound like that kid from like the radio show. And I was like, that's me. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like shaking and stuff. Like, I did not know what to say. I wouldn't know how to respond. And I was
get used to it, man. You're going to have to, you're about to be a star. You're a star in the making,
man. It's happening. Blue check.
You already see it, man. You're about to be verified on Instagram.
Blue check.
I mean, maybe. So we're about to play in our local.
Let's talk it into existence, people.
So I hope you guys enjoy our next news update. And yeah, see you next time.
This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Village elections will take place on March 18th, and in preparation for those contests, caucuses were recently held in Catskill and Ravenna. On January 27th, the Catskill Democrats unanimously chose incumbent Joe Kozlowski as the Democratic nominee for trustee, according to Margaret Tomlinson, Catskill Town Chair of the Greene County Democratic Committee. In an email announcement, Tomlinson touted Kozlowski's work to improve the village water supply and its aging infrastructure. Kozlowski has been a volunteer fire person for 50 years and currently serves as head of the local development corporation. Kate Lisa is reporting for the Ravenna News Herald that Democrats there chose three candidates at a January 22nd caucus to fill two open seats on the Ravenna Village Board and for town justice. Incumbent trustee Nancy Warner and political newcomer Joe Ganley were chosen to run for the village board. Warner worked as the village deputy clerk treasurer for 25 years. She has served as a village trustee since 2012 and is seeking her third four-year term. Ganley has lived in Ravenna for 8 years. He works as a special assistant to the executive chamber in Governor Andrew Cuomo's office and serves as the secretary of the Ravenna Planning and Zoning Board of Appeals. Incumbent Ravenna Village Justice Harold Warner III was nominated to run for his fourth consecutive term. Village elections are Wednesday, March 18th. The state moved the election this year to a Wednesday because the St. Patrick's Day holiday falls on Tuesday, March 17th. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan delivered his first State of the County address January 30th at Kingston High School, his alma mater. Much of the address was focused on the younger residents of the county, their needs, and if they will be able to remain in the region during their prime working years. Quote, I think investing in the next generation not only benefits them, but also benefits every single person in the county. If we were going to build on the momentum we have, it will be powered by the next generation, unquote, he said. Quote, maybe part of it is because I think I am the youngest county executive in the state, so that is, I think, what is guiding the focus on young people as well, unquote. Among the youth-oriented initiatives announced, a tuition assistance program for at SUNY Ulster for those training for green and renewable energy jobs, programs that allow youth to work with senior citizens, provide an introduction to the fire service, and engage with nonprofits as volunteers. Ryan has proposed a plan that would help young people and adults find employment in the arts or green, agricultural, or tech sectors. He also intends to find ways to improve the economy in the Ellenville and Wawarsing area in the coming year. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. WGRZ-TV is reporting that Republican State Senator Jim Tedesco and Democrat Assemblymember Angelo Santa Barbara want to find out why people are leaving New York faster than almost any other state in the country. The two lawmakers have announced they are going to put together an online questionnaire and hold roundtable meetings around the state, then release a report. Quote, we need to find out why, unquote, Santa Barbara said. Quote, I suspect that we will hear about things like bail reform, we'll hear about high taxes, but we may also hear about other issues as well, so we want to get the full picture, unquote. The latest census numbers show New York's population dropped by 77,000 between 2018 and last year. According to the Empire Center for Public Policy, 1.4 million people have left New York since 2010. And serves as the secretary of the Ravenna Planning and Zoning Board of Appeals. Incumbent Ravenna Village Justice Harold Warner III was nominated to run for his fourth consecutive term. Village elections are Wednesday, March 18th. The state moved the election this year to a Wednesday because the St. Patrick's Day holiday falls on Tuesday, March 17th. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan delivered his first State of the County address January 30th. At Kingston High School, his alma mater. Much of the address was focused on the younger residents of the county, their needs, and if they will be able to remain in the region during their prime working years. Quote, I think investing in the next generation not only benefits them, but also benefits every single person in the county. If we were going to build on the momentum we have, it will be powered by the next generation, unquote, he said. Quote, maybe part of it is because I think I am the youngest county executive in the state, so that is, I think, what is guiding the focus on young people as well, unquote. Among the youth-oriented initiatives announced, a tuition assistance program for at SUNY Ulster for those training for green and renewable energy jobs. Programs that allow youth to work with senior citizens, provide an introduction to the fire service, and engage with nonprofits as volunteers. Ryan has proposed a plan that would help young people and adults find employment in the arts or green, agricultural, or tech sectors. He also intends to find ways to improve the economy in the Ellenville and Wawarsing area in the coming year. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. WGRZ-TV is reporting that Republican State Senator Jim Tedesco and Democrat Assemblymember Angelo Santa Barbara want to find out why people are leaving New York faster than almost any other state in the country. The two lawmakers have announced they are going to put together an online questionnaire and hold roundtable meetings around the state, then release a report. Quote, we need to find out why, unquote, Santa Barbara said. Quote, I suspect that we will hear about things like bail reform, we'll hear about high taxes, but we may also hear about other issues as well, so we want to get the full picture, unquote. The latest census numbers show New York's population dropped by 77,000 between 2018 and last year. According to the Empire Center for Public Policy, 1.4 million people have left New York since 2010. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo said January 30th there are no confirmed cases of the coronavirus in New York. Cuomo's comments came as the World Health Organization declared a global health emergency over the spread of the virus, and on the same day, health officials reported the first known person-to-person transmission of the virus in the United States. Samples taken from 11 people in New York have been sent to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for testing, Cuomo said. Seven of those samples came back negative for the novel coronavirus, and four of the tests are still pending. Quote, New York does not have one single confirmed case of the novel coronavirus, but we are taking every necessary precaution to protect against its spread in our state, unquote, Cuomo said. Quote, we have been here before, and I want to remind New Yorkers that it is much more likely that they will be exposed to the influenza virus than to the coronavirus, unquote. And indeed, the number of confirmed flu cases is on the rise. Last week, more than 15,000 lab-confirmed cases of flu were reported to the State Department of Health, an increase of 11% from the previous week. And flu-related hospitalizations rose 8%. Flu season typically begins in October and ends in May. Basic precautions against the flu include regular hand washing and avoiding close contact with those who are sick.
Here's what we do with the clubhouse. It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mind us your house. Music program at the clubhouse. Got a drum set at the clubhouse. Got a piano at the clubhouse. Make your own beats at the clubhouse. Get on the video at the clubhouse. Share your voice at the clubhouse. Express yourself at the clubhouse. Tracks program at the clubhouse. Be yourself at the clubhouse. No judgment at the clubhouse. No.
That was a song by DJ WIC, which was also made at the clubhouse from Tracks Program. We are back to preview the second half of our show, Tracks Recovery. What's up, guys? What's going on? What is it looking like? What are the upcoming events or anything that's planned that we're going to do for Tracks? Anybody want to talk about that?
Yeah, I will. So we were talking about the ideas, and we were talking about like musical stuff, and what else did we think about? Dance battles, like
rap improv, battles.
Rap battles, and maybe like on the like anniversary, since it's coming up in May.
Yep.
Since anniversary of the clubhouse,
we could
you
do,
mean?
Like, yeah, of, like, okay. A party or something that like we could do out in like public and let people know like they're not alone and whatever.
And our big
with.
Boss is going to China.
He's not going to China.
Vacation canceled. All right, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. I feel like outside talent show or something like that, or, you know, maybe a rap battle, or just people rapping and presenting their music. We got some performances that we want that's coming up. It's not etched in stone right now, but these are just some good, great ideas that tracks are coming up with. We're also trying to come up with some musical games during this, too.
Yeah.
For, you know, so that you can,
for the youth.
Yeah, for the youth. For the people that don't really, like, do music that much, but they can play with music, like how you said in the show Wildin' Out. They have kids. They have people that come up there that don't make music, but they also participate in the musical game. So we want to start doing stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
Kicking off with the Tracks program and try to make it bigger and bring more kids in. You know, that's what it's all about.
And if you're trying to, like, learn about music, anything, come through. We have a piano. We have a drum set. But yeah, come on in and learn how to play the piano and the drums.
It's all here. It's lined up for you. You know? So yeah, we was trying to think of, you know, some more things to, you know, build up the program and make it even stronger than what it really is, and to bring more people in and get more people interested, you know?
And another thing, you know how they have, like, the community center down there? Like, you know, obviously, you know, like, where they're, like, the what's it called? The teen hideout or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day, you guys could probably, like, pair up with them. Because I know everyone goes down there to shoot hoops.
Sometimes.
And, yeah. And go up there and do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the community center is different from that. I love the community center. Like, but this place has more structure, I think. They have the stuff like this. The tracks,
Radio Lab.
The acceptance. You guys have no tolerance on bullying.
Yeah.
But in there, you know, some people say some stuff.
Yeah. And it's not really like,
it's safe, but
it's not as
reliable
as
here.
Safe zone as this is. We all respect each other here. That's one thing I can say. And if anybody does get out of hand, it gets checked real quick, and, you know, not in a negative way. We try to do everything in a positive way.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
So I just want to, like, take a brief second here and play one of our track songs, Traffic by Dope Boy Menace.
Hey.
And I just hope you guys enjoy.
Be rapping and capping, don't let me catch you in traffic. Be dumb and they lacking, catch them in bloodiest fabrics. We got them sticks and poles, we making flicks with those. We got them bricks and O's, we making flips with those. Be rapping and capping, don't let me catch you in traffic. Be dumb and they lacking, catch them in bloodiest fabrics. We got them sticks and poles, we making flicks with those. We got them bricks and O's, we making flips with those. I don't do trendy, bitch, roll up with semis and Fendi. Bitch, roll up Philly, it's shop. Deep in the benefits, with size like Benedict Cole is the winner. Get your kids, forget where they came from, them be the main ones. Yeah, nigga gon' need you, late amnesia, them be the same ones. Told you, I woke up counting on bands, bro. I never counted on friends, no. I never needed a hand on my nigga, I got it, I get it again, yo. I got like 10 in the bin, bro. I'm trying to move in the night, yo. Call all your people, I got all the food. I need that chicken precise, yo. Couple of shooters, couple of guns, ain't nothing that's new up under the sun. Whatever you do was already done. Y'all ain't the two, I ain't the trench coat like Morpheus, real ones endorsing this, drip, no force it. Yeah, you see me, I'm a saucy, rapping and capping, don't let me catch you in traffic, be dumb and they lacking, catch them in bloodiest fabrics. We got them sticks and poles, we making flicks with those. We got them bricks and O's, we making flips with those. Be rapping and capping, don't let me catch you in traffic, be dumb and they lacking, catch them in bloodiest fabrics. We got them sticks and poles, we making flicks with those. We got them bricks and O's, we making flips with those.
Cop, 9 to 5 in the offices. Woo. Street niggas on corporate. Y'all soft ish. Ex calling, she know she clip.
New phone,
who this?
They're sending me pics like a nudist. You a menace, you foolish. They really don't love me, they Judas. Good guy, beats first. Let the 223 squirt. Put your bro on a t-shirt. Killers with me, do your research. You know it's real whenever I said it. You know it's game whenever I bled it. You know it's love whenever I spread it. You with a crown till you get beheaded. Everybody wanna ball.
Everybody wanted it all. Everybody got a sacrifice. Heavy soldier got a fall. Took a chance, played the block heavy. Started eating, got a pop belly. Cold dance like Rocksteady. Chef it up, that's rock ready. Rapping and capping. Don't let me catch you in traffic. Be dumb and they lacking. Catch them in bloodiest fabrics. We got them sticks and poles. We making flicks with those. We got them bricks and O's. We making flips with those. Be rapping and capping. Don't let me catch you in traffic. Be dumb and they lacking. Catching the bloodiest fabrics. We got them sticks and poles. We making flicks with those. We got them bricks and O's. We making flips with those.
Copy.
Back again, DJ Walter White in the building. I'm here. That was the song "Traffic" by Doughboy Menace, which is my alter ego. That's from a project I'm working on called Agatha. That's coming out soon, being mixed down right now as we speak. And it was also made in the idea that it was also an idea that I came up with during tracks while working with the kids and stuff. We were just talking during the break about what if one of the kids was to go viral or possibly go famous, and we wanted to touch on that. Like, what would we do and how would we be able to handle it? And everybody had their own opinions, and I want to give everybody a chance in here to speak on that right now. Let's see what you think. What if you was to go viral or get famous? What would you do?
Well, I know for sure it wouldn't be for music. It'd probably be for doing something stupid. like something like TikTok, obviously. Like something like that. Something that connects with.
Well, TikTok could be music related. They play music in the back of the background of the TikTok, so same thing.
I think if I were ever to go any type of viral, I feel like I'd be very closed off and I wouldn't leak out my social media.
Yeah. Private accounts and stuff like that.
I wouldn't want everyone interfering in my life, worrying about who I'm dating, what clothes I'm wearing, what phone I have, where I live.
So just invading your privacy. Right. You just would want your privacy. That's at the same time. But you know, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
You know, because they make you make Instagram accounts, and they put you out there, and you have to create an image and. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
But as soon as you slip up, you can't live it down. Like, I've seen this girl. Uh-huh. She's famous, Danielle Kahn. She's been through multiple things. She's lied about her age. She's 13, but lied she's 15. She's dating 17-year-old boys. And she just gets hate over and over and over. And recently, she got with this boy named Ethan Fair.
Is he also famous?
Yeah, they're both famous.
Okay.
And he broke up with her. And all of a sudden, all the loves that are coming in. Like, that's fake love.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be able to deal with all that. Like, you guys love me, but so-called love me, but you don't. You don't know me.
You love the idea of me.
Right. You don't know me. You know of me. You know what I do. You don't know my personal interests.
Uh-huh.
You know me well. Yeah. The media bases off of me, not what I actually do. Uh-huh.
So, like, for me, I feel like the other day, I recently, on Sunday of last week, just posted my song called Leak, featuring Doughboy Menace, sitting right next to me.
Across from me.
His alter ego. I realized that, like, my song had, like, 32-something views, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I started, like, freaking out, like, because I still can't believe, like, I have a song, like, that's legit on the internet. It's just crazy for me.
I mean, yeah, 30-something views for you is a lot because you never put nothing on the internet. So that's like 32 people interacting the first time that you ever put something on there.
Yeah, it feels really weird. And also, like, I got, like, you know, Chef Miyagi also was on that song.
Chef Miyagi in the building, you know, with us right now.
You're going
How
to
would
be-
you handle some fame?
Fame? Yeah. Well, I'm running. I don't want that.
No paparazzi. No paparazzi. Netflix,
no pictures, snap. Please. Mm-mm. Get out me mom's car.
That's a that's the smoothest name I ever heard, by the way, too. Chef Miyagi. It just rolls off the tongue. Like, Chef Miyagi. I want that name now. I want to be Chef Miyagi. So, you know, so what would you do, like, if you had to deal with fame, and how would you do it if you came across, you know what I'm saying, and you and all these people started showing you all this love out of nowhere? How would you be able to handle that, and what's some advice you could give to somebody that you think could help them?
That's a great question. Great, great question. I'll take it day by day. First, I'll keep my grass cut. I'll keep the ones I know that love me and really care about me closest to me, and I'll let them. I just take it day by day, honestly.
Yeah, in my inner circle, like my inner circle homies. That's the only, like, those the only people I really care about.
Ain't nothing really changed.
And like the people that I actually like speak to on a daily basis, the people I care about, the people I love, the people I speak to every day, like people I communicate with, like the people that know me, like
preach.
That.
Like, I feel like you could deal with fame different kind of ways, like, because. All right, we all know J. Cole's famous, but I don't really feel like I feel like J. Cole handles it well. Like, he's not flashy.
It depends on the
person. Doing stuff. If you see him, you're not expecting to see like flashy stuff or stuff like that. You know, he rides a bike through Central Park. And
calm, yeah. Good energy.
Doesn't you know what I mean? He doesn't wear a lot of jewelry and you know what I mean, things like. Yeah, he doesn't show it off. So when you see him in person, it doesn't automatically go as – it doesn't automatically, you know, connect as fame to me. It connect as humble and a regular down-to-earth person. Maybe you could walk up to and even say what's up and then just keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, yeah, it depends on who the person is, how you react to that.
You know, you can make fame really dramatic. You can overdo it. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah. So like, when like you know, handle fame as best as you can. There's like different approaches to it. You know,
but at the same time, fame, you have to be the perfect image everyone sees you. As soon as you post something that was at your best, then they're gonna want to see you like that every time of time. Like, but if you show any signs of weakness, they'll jump on you. You say anything wrong, do anything wrong, wear the wrong thing. Forget to Photoshop a picture. It's like crazy how everyone like retaliates and says mean stuff over picture. You have to comment on your face, your body, all that. Like, you can't just accept for who they are.
You know, it's kind of just crazy how like people handle certain situations. Like, you know, if something's like a little off, like, so like everybody's gonna make a mistake once in their life. Like, somebody's going to say the wrong thing, wear the wrong thing, do something wrong. But, like, if it needs to be addressed, then so be it, though. Like, if it's something serious, yeah, like, but just don't, like, I hate when people, like, drag things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
One small situation, like somebody, like, there's an internet, like, a beef or a situation or a problem with between, like, two, like, two rap artists, like, and people want to drag other people into this because they... Cause like I hate when people name drop other people.
It's the media too. They take
and they
take something so small,
yeah.
And they make it big. Like, that reminds me of the Tupac and Biggie situation back in the '90s, where it was just it went from a misunderstanding to a little street beef to somebody getting on Vibe magazine and comparing a whole East Coast to a whole West Coast, and putting two whole coasts against each other. So that can be, that's what he said about. The dramatics of it, you know what I'm saying?
Get out of tune with reality.
It can get out of hand real quick. So you have to learn how to, you know, tone it down and stay on top of it, man. And the best thing to do is just be humble. You know what I mean?
That's a fact. I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
It's also like the other situation, like if there's something like when somebody like feels like the disrespect and like the hate that people give off and they address it and then like they lose all their fans, like, so be it though. If you don't like what somebody has to say, just don't listen to them. That's my advice. If you don't like and if you don't have anything nice to say, just don't say it.
I don't even think it's a such thing as losing fans neither, because it's like You could lose fans, but fans are fans. That's why they call them fans. They're fanatics.
Yeah, it's either like they love or hate you these days.
It's like the 6ix9ine situation. You think he lost fans? Like, he might have lost fans, but when he gets out, he's going to still have a fan base.
Yeah.
People are still going to buy.
There's still going to be those people.
They're still going to support him. There's people who don't go by the code of streets, the street ethics. You know what I mean? If you're not out committing crime, then you're not part of a street code that you have to live by, not snitching and all of that. That's for people that are out committing crimes every day and stuff. People who are not doing this are don't care about him going and telling on people. It doesn't mean anything to them. So he's still going to have fans no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to bring up, this is a while ago, but I don't know if you guys know who Nipsey Hussle is.
Yeah, of course.
The great.
Yeah, cool. Talking to the mic.
Oh, well, he was fixing all the rivalries, I can't speak, between the Bloods and the Crips.
That's a fact.
He did it. You know, he, honestly, like, I, even as a, like, a girl, like, as young, not involved in the gang violence, to see my friends slipping into some of that stuff, to see, like, that he was trying to, like, fix it. And then
trying to make a change, trying to make a difference. Yeah.
And I can remember the time he got shot by his own guy. He was, I don't know if you guys know the story, but
kinda.
Nipsey was going into his store, the Marathon. No, I think I don't remember what it's called. I think it's the Marathon.
Yeah, the Marathon.
And
absolutely right.
He was, his guy was just getting out of
prison.
Jail, prison, yeah. And he, the guy was like, yo, let me get some clothes. So we got him some clothes just to get set up by his own guy. So when Nipsey died, everyone went crazy. Like, I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was
yeah, it was huge. It was huge.
And at the time, like, after he died, the Bloods and the Crips all got together and they, like, settled their differences. Yeah. They walked together just to see that. That was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing that how, like, one thing, it sucked that I had to,
Somebody had to lose their life for a change to happen. That's usually how it happens, though. You know, that, especially in this, in the music industry.
Okay.
In Hollywood.
Yeah, it's actually really sad, though, because you see a lot of, like, great talent that just is not there anymore.
A lot of talent goes to waste, you know, RIP Juice WRLD. Like, there's a long list of people I can just go down.
RIP Nipsey.
People just gone way too soon. And, you know, it's just crazy.
Nipsey was definitely the first, like, rapper I ever cried over losing. Second, actually. And it was just, I don't even know why I cried. I didn't know him, but he was,
I mean, it touched you.
Yeah.
His whole story, you know what I mean?
Like,
him trying to change, coming from the environment he came from, you relating, seeing people slip into that, you know what I mean? And him trying to change that situation, and you saw that too, and trying to make it better, that's what caused you to, for you to be sad. You know what I mean?
He was telling his story on how he made it out of poverty. You feel me? Hip hop is a story. You tell your story when you write music. You feel me? Music is deep. Hip hop is deep. It's deeper than music. It's, poverty is still alive and well in a lot of neighborhoods. So a lot of people think the only way they can make it is music. So people put a lot of passion and a lot of love and emotion into their lyrics. So do you see an artist like Nipsey, like you said, just gone, taken away? That it kind of hurts the youth. Exactly. And that was your hero, believe it or not. Hearing that voice in your ears in the morning for me.
Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Nip. My shout out to his family and rest in peace to everybody else who lost their lives out, you know, to senseless violence. We're coming to the end of our time right now. Thank you for listening. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m. Next week on Clubhouse Radio, the next show will probably, you know, discuss more with you about tracks and everything, and we'll have some updates on that soon.
But is there shout outs?
I wanted to say RIP to my young brothers Ty Millie and Deontay, two young kings who lost their life over violence.
For me, they was on the news and everything. But I want them to know that
rest
I still
in peace
care.
To Kobe, Gianna.
Yeah.
All the other parents and kids who lost their lives last week on the helicopter crash. Shout out to Clubhouse and Hudson, Clubhouse and Catskill. Shout out to Mental Health. Without them, we wouldn't even be
all
able to do this. Thank you for listening. Shout out to Kai. Shout out.